coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle. Get a healthy snack tip that is perfect for these cold winter days.
We have one medium-sized apple. We have some peanut butter. We have raisins.
Get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking.
What is exactly an offensive coordinator?
It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
One, two, three.
You are the Vikings team!
Sunnyside Elementary School in New Brighton. I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. This is a TV show called Vikings Huddle. It's a show designed for kids and families. Who wants to be on TV? If you do, make a little noise. Well, then everybody stand up and look at that camera and wave and say, "Hi, Mom, I'm on TV right now." Awesome. The bunch of fifth graders here from Sunnyside Elementary in New Brighton. This is Kylie Kasprick. She's our student ambassador as part of the junior broadcasting program. Kylie is a seventh grader from Osseo Junior High School. Are you ready to meet our Minnesota Vikings player today?
Of course.
Do you guys want to meet a Minnesota Vikings player today and learn more about him? Excellent. He's one of my favorite guys on the team. He's a wide receiver. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunnyside Elementary, can we have a round of applause for Mr. Jerome Simpson? Thank you very much. See, Jerome understands that if he helps the announcer when he scores touchdowns, the announcer helps him. Kylie, Jerome's one of our coolest players. Take it away.
Okay, so my first question is, Sunnyside Elementary has done a great job involving Fuel to Play 60 in their school. What did you do as a kid to stay active?
I play a lot of sports, basketball, football, of course, baseball, track, soccer. I just always stayed active and just kept playing and always outside. My neighborhood, we had so many tournaments, self-made tournaments, that we did, and we just always just stayed active and kept doing things outside.
That sounds fun. What do you eat for breakfast to fuel up every single day?
I am a big Honey Nut Cheerios guy. I love those things. I eat them almost every morning. The box with the little B on it, I love it. I love those, yeah. But yeah, I just eat Cheerios most of the time, so this gives me my energy.
And Kylie, off after football, Jerome is very into something that I bet a lot of you cannot guess what he does. Off the field, what is Jerome Simpson's favorite hobby? Anybody have any ideas? Yes.
Dance
is incorrect, but he is very good at it. You?
Golf
is incorrect. Jerome, what is it?
Sewing.
It's sewing.
Sewing, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's gonna sew us together a 14-2 season next year, isn't he? How about for that?
Yeah,
go ahead and stitch
sure.
that thing up.
Yeah.
Yes, Kylie, Jerome likes to make clothes, and he's actually quite good at it.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's a hobby that I got into this past off season. I've always been good with my hands and creative, visualizing things. It's just fun. It's relaxing. I can get away from everything. I just go down in my basement, and I design up, and I just go down there and put it together, and it's just amazing hobby to have. You know, some people think that, you know, guys, big tough football players, you know, you can't sew, but you know, it's something that's relaxing to us and relaxing to me, and you know, guys, do not be afraid to sew. Do not be afraid to sew. It's very cool.
I love that story.
It's very cool, and you can meet chicks too. You know.
What's the next question, Kylie?
Okay, Sunnyside recently had a pop challenge, and kids were rewarded not to drink pop. So, as an athlete, do you recommend drinking soda?
No, I do not. It makes you slow and fat, and you get love handles. And no, so no, drinking pop is not good. I'm a tea guy. I love drinking tea, hot tea. So when I can't drink hot tea, I drink, you know, regular tea. So, and water. It's good for you because water helps your muscles to grow.
Kylie, last one. What's your last question for Mr. Jerome Simpson?
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm a competitive dancer, and I'm always moving. So, to show how amazing your dancing skills, let's see your touchdown dance.
Jerome Simpson, who wants to watch him dance? I do, I do, I do. And then if he dances well for us, Sunnyside, we'll forget about those love handles.
I cannot dance.
You can dance. I've seen you dance, Jerome.
Yeah, I just
Jerome,
have a first
these
down
are fifth
point.
Graders nearing the end of a long, arduous okay. school year. Okay, give him another round of applause.
I think it's a new dance out there. They call it the nay-nay. Y'all heard of that before? The
yeah.
Nay-nay? But is it something like they like?
hey,
that's my
number
dance.
80, number 81. Number 81 on the uniform, number one in our hearts. How about a round of applause for Kylie Kasprick, the seventh grader. Did a great job as usual. Give me fist bump. Nice job, girl. Excellent job. When we return, we have today's healthy tip, and we also have some behind-the-scenes stuff from Winter Park via our Vikings Insider. Sunnyside, you having a good time? We're having a great time in Vikings Huddle. We'll be right back.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I am the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to show you how to make an apple cartwheel. It's only 50 calories and 3 grams of fat. Ready? Okay. We have one medium-sized apple. We have some peanut butter. We have raisins, semi-sweet chocolate morsels, and honey. What you want to do is core out your apple. Ask your mom or dad for help, okay? I like to get all the seeds out. So I go all the way to the bottom to core out my apple. Now the apple's all cored out. So we're going to mix all of these ingredients into a bowl. I love peanut butter. Do you? It's really thick, but it'll get in there. Okay. Okay, it's gonna be really thick and gooey, but mix it together really well. Just like this. And that's really all you gotta do. Okay, so now what we're going to do, we're gonna attempt to put these ingredients into that little hole there. You think you can do it? It's getting in there. Now what you want to do is put it into the refrigerator for a couple of hours so it's nice and hard. It's just solid in there before you slice it. Okay, now the apple's all done. I took it out of the refrigerator after 2 hours. I sliced it, and here's an apple cartwheel. Remember to ask your mom or dad for help when cutting.
Thanks, Gigi, for that tasty example of ways to get active and eat healthy. Back at Sunnyside Elementary, I'm Paul Allen. We encourage you to go to Fuel Up to Play 60 at Vikings.com and learn more about getting active and staying healthy. If you want to learn more about your favorite team, our Vikings insider, our little buddy, has been patrolling Winter Park to give you an interview like this.
Hi, I'm Derek, your Vikings insider, and I'm here today with the new Vikings offensive coordinator, Norv Turner. Hey, Norv, nice to meet you.
Nice to see you, Derek.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Let's get going.
My dad tells me you've won a Super Bowl. What was that like?
Well, I was part of two teams that won Super Bowls. It's an incredible experience. Just the whole process of starting with a team, and you know, we had a couple of years as we got better and then became a team that was able to win a Super Bowl. But it's quite an accomplishment. It takes an amazing team to do it, and a lot of guys totally committed to one goal.
What do you think of my favorite player, Adrian Peterson?
He's awesome. He's been asked to carry the load here. We're going to continue to keep him involved, but hopefully we can get him some help and take a little pressure off him.
What is exactly an offensive coordinator?
Well, I think, you know, when you put an entire staff together, you have a head coach, and then you have guys he delegates to, offensive defense coordinator, special teams coordinator, offensive coordinator, sets the tone for what we're going to do on offense, and then, as it says, coordinates with the offensive coaches as we put together the offensive system we're going to use.
I understand your son, Scott, is the coach with the Vikings also. What's that like?
It's been really special. You know, Scott and I worked together last year in Cleveland under Rob Chuzinski, and the opportunity for him to come here and coach the quarterbacks, it really takes pressure off me. He's been in this offense system, for 4 years now, so he can really help me in terms of putting this system in with our coaches and with our players.
What's it like working with head coach Mike Zimmer?
Mike's been great. Mike and I have known each other, coached against each other for almost 15 years, maybe even longer than that, and it's exciting for him to get the opportunity to be a head coach. It's long overdue, and I'm going to do everything I can to help him.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
And nice job. Enjoy talking to you.
I'm Derek, your Vikings insider.
Excellent behind-the-scenes access found only via Vikings Huddle. From Sunnyside Elementary in New Brighton, I'm Paul Allen. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle at Sunnyside Elementary. I'm Paul Allen, joined by a couple of Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders and Victor the Viking for Vikings Huddle. You know, the cheerleaders, Victor, and a lot of Minnesota Vikings players do a lot of great things off the field that not a lot of people know about, but they assist so many in so many different ways. Let's take a look.
Sundays throughout the fall and winter are game days for the Minnesota Vikings. But it isn't just Sundays the team is performing. It's 365 days a year the organization is working to help make this community better. The Minnesota Vikings work hard to win games in the football field, but they put in that same effort off the field to make a big impact in the Twin Cities.
You know, we're very, very blessed to be in the NFL. But part of that blessing is to also know that our community is important to give back. So it's a huge emphasis for us to give back, and all 53 members of our roster go out in the community during their season. We build playgrounds, we do community events, we visit hospitals, whatever it takes, and the focus is young people and children, and I think they love the Vikings, and we love the community, so it's been a great partnership, and we love giving back.
The Minnesota Vikings are a landmark of the Twin Cities for their entertainment on the field, but their impact is just as important off the field. The organization strives each and every day to not only have a Super Bowl caliber football team, but also to continue to have a strong and direct impact in the community.
It never gets old to see that when a player or a coach or anyone in the organization, the looks and the appreciation they get from parents, children, community members, when we go to the community. I mean, we live in this world every day, but for a lot of the community, it's a visit that can change their lives. It's a special memory that they have for a lifetime, especially for a young and sometimes, unfortunately, an ill child or or struggling child for whatever reason, they look up to these players in a unique way, and when you see that look of appreciation and excitement and joy, that's all the return you could ever ask for in these kind of things.
Another awesome moment in the community by your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now let's check in with maybe the star of the show. Not you, Victor. It's the dude who is at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for this week's Making Safe Simple Minute.
Thanks, PA. You know, we always talk about how important it is to get your 60 minutes of play in every day, and one great way to do that is ride your bike. Isn't that right, Christy?
That's right. We encourage you to ride your bike, but we also want to make sure you're doing it safely. So we want to make sure you wear your helmet every time you ride. But it's not just biking. We want to make sure you wear your helmet when you're skateboarding or riding a scooter or rollerblading.
That's right. So just remember, always wear your helmet, kids. Back to you, PA.
Hey, hold up, dude. It's not enough just to wear your helmet. You want to make sure it's on properly every time. To see if a helmet's on properly, you can measure between your eyebrows and the bottom of the helmet, and there should be 2 finger widths of space there. You want to make sure the straps make a nice V under the ears, and you also want to make sure that the chin strap is always buckled. That's your helmet's on-off switch. If it's not buckled, it's not on.
Awesome. And you know what else? Kids, get a helmet that you really like. You can always decorate it with decals or stickers. I'm going to write on mine with a Sharpie, dude.
I've even seen some with horns on them.
Oh, yeah. Skull Vikings.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60. Paul Allen, Kylie Kasparik is our student ambassador and junior broadcaster. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jerome Simpson is here at Sunnyside Elementary in New Brighton. We thank our year-long sponsors, of course, and they would be Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and also Midwest Dairy for the junior broadcaster program. What's your name? What's your question for number 81?
My name is Paris, and my question is, if you weren't in football, what will you be doing?
Good question, Paris. What I would be doing, I would be working in the community, working with people with disability, you know, putting on wheelchair basketball games, or, you know, just providing people with disabilities opportunity to get out and be active and have fun.
What's your name?
My name is Grace, and my question is, what healthy foods do you most like to eat?
My healthy foods that I like to eat would be, I'm a big chicken guy. I love like baked chicken and white sticky rice. I'm always eating that. I could probably eat chicken every day of the week, but not fried. I try to stay away from fried chicken. So it's either grilled or baked.
Hey, what's your name and what's your question?
I'm Ollie, and what do you like to do on your days off?
I like to sew. So play video games. I have 4 dogs, Yoshi, Momo, Cookie, Uno. They're 3 French bulldogs and 1 mini English bulldog. They're so cool.
Welcome to Vikings Huddle. What's your name and what's your question?
My name's Isis, and what's your favorite football memory?
My favorite football memory, I have 2. My first one would be when I was at Coastal Carolina. I made the ESPN top 10 plays. I was actually number 1. I caught a one-handed pass against a team called James Madison that was the number 1 team then, and I made the highlight, and we actually beat those guys then. So I made a spectacular catch, one-handed catch. And that's my second memory, was doing a flip over Arizona Cardinals.
Darrell Washington.
Darrell Washington, when I was with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Last question. What's your name? Go ahead.
My name is Samir, and my question is, how do you stay active outside of football?
I like to go run trails and have like five different categories of bicycles that I like to go out and ride. So I have a bicycle for riding in the snow that has fat tires, and I have a bike for speed. If I want to go ride speed, I have a bike if I want to go jump some ramps. I have a beach cruiser. I have a low rider. So that's one way that I like to, a couple ways that I like to stay active.
Great job, Jerome. Great job, Kylie. How about a round of applause before Jerome breaks it down?